There's some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words.
Opinions expressed are solely those of the presenter and may not reflect the views of CITR Radio or the University of British Columbia.
Bad words.
Shit, piss, fuck, cock, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Wow.
This program may contain language that some listeners find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know?
Jake, you're back!
Shut your face! I came back for the music.
Allons-y.
I'm sorry?
It's French. But let's go.
I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day...
Home of the dangly bits.
I apologize in advance for anything I say that may or may not offend you.
When are you not full of fluff?
You gotta give him hope.
Yes, one day you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. Had a great, nice weekend. Weather was wonderful. We get our little rains here and there, but still, we have a great time here in Vancouver. Today is beautiful. It's the end of the election. Wonderful time for people to get out and vote. I've been seeing all the buses around Vancouver with the vote, you must vote today, all over the front of the bus, which is really cool. Gets people thinking, and I'm glad that's a thing, because you got to have people in your city thinking about what's going to be next, what's going to happen, who's going to take care of us, what's going to be real. Oh man. Well, so I had a wonderful weekend. I Sunday, I DJed for the BMO Marathon, which was wonderful. I helped out there, and I saw great runners run by me. The BMO Marathon on Sunday was, I think, one of the longest marathons we have in Vancouver. Because I was out here at UBC, and I think that was where the start of the race was happening, and it went all the way down into the downtown core. So, oh my gosh, those runners are dedicated. I was curious to find out how long some of those runners had been training to get to where they were and able to actually run for that long of a period and that distance. Well, shout out to all the runners and the organizers, volunteers that did a great job. It looked like everything was so well organized. I was even given a tent, which was really awesome. I didn't expect that. A tent and a generator and a table. That was really exciting for me, just getting all of that. But because I didn't know where I would find a generator if I had to. But and other than that, my weekend was really chill. I took it easy because I knew I had a lot of work to do on Sunday, because I was expected to bring my speakers out, and I was worried about the weather and also the parking out at UBC. I wasn't sure what was going to happen with the weather at all, and I didn't want to have my gear all rained on and ruined. So that was exciting. I was really happy that Sunday turned out to be a beautiful day, and I hope all y'all had a wonderful weekend as well. Not too much else to report on, though. This week, I've got a great event. I'm working with Vancouver Pride, and I will be interning, basically, as an event volunteer coordinator, which will be a new and exciting position for me because I've never done that before. It's going to be a full day of like just orientation and learning about how Pride works and what will be expected of me, I'm pretty sure. And we can find out, I'll be able to tell you more as soon as I get into my position. And after Saturday, I'll know so much more about what I'll be doing, what my role will be, and where you can find me also, which is going to be really cool. You know how we do. We love our queer music at Queer FM, and I've got a wonderful treat for you today because we've got a guest who will be calling in to talk all about their music. But for now, I'm going to play Fortune Killers with Fool's Gold, one of my faves, all the way from Victoria. Here we go. Everybody have a great day and make sure to get out and vote. 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM.
On a mission like the secret agent's wife, so ambiguous like shadows in the night. Spin a lifetime digging, searching for the mind. What I'm looking for is buried by design.
May is Asian Heritage Month, and the Museum of Anthropology is inviting you to celebrate with them by seeing the exhibition Traces of Words, Art and Calligraphy from Asia, on from May 11th to October 9th. Words and their physical manifestations are explored in this exhibition, which will honor the special significance that written forms, especially calligraphy, hold across many unique cultures of Asia, a vast geographical area boasting the greatest diversity of languages in the world. Join MOA for the exhibit's opening with free admission on Thursday, May 11th from 7 to 10 p.m. Vancouver's cultural landscape is changing. On May 21st, join the Chinese Canadian Historical Society of British Columbia on a free walking tour and explore Vancouver's cultural landscape in relation to the past, present, and future. The tour will meet at 11 a.m. at the Chinese Cultural Center on 50 East Pender Street. Presented by the Chinese Canadian Historical Society of BC in celebration of Asian Heritage Month.
Yay, 100.5 FM, or 101.9 FM. Where am I going with that? You're listening to Queer FM, 101.9 FM, CITR. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you, doing my little thing. Oh, I can let you know who we played right there. We had, I started off the show with Fortune Killers with Fool's Gold, and then the last song you just heard was Southpaw with Do It Right. So, do some Google searches. This is some good little tunes right there. Google search, YouTube, SoundCloud, you name it, you'll find it. So I've got a bit of news because we're into the election, time, the last leg of the election, actually. I'm just reading this bit from, let me steer us in a different direction for a quick second. I'm really excited to talk about the Real Gaze of Vancouver. They've got a nice Indiegogo page up, so check this out. I posted a link on our Facebook page, but I'll read a little bit here. It's a short summary. It says, get ready for some glamour, drama, and sass. My name is Jamie Smith. He's the creator of The Real Gaze of Vancouver. Our show is a mock reality show with heart. It's about six ultra-rich LGBTQ friends and the shenanigans they get up to. Through playfully addressing issues that affect the community, our intention is to make people laugh while empowering us all. This project is important to us because it follows and explores the experience of a group of confident, successful people in a unique way. This is first and foremost a comedy. While exploring serious issues that impact our community, stereotyping, gender pronouns, trans bullying, addiction, and much more, your contribution can help us create a show that will make people laugh and also empower us. So, I will link the Indiegogo page to Queer FM's Facebook page again. I just see here Indiegogo project / The Real Gaze of Vancouver # they look like they're at $1,000 $1,170 at the moment, and their goal is $7,000, and they've got 7 days left, so get on it. Make sure to be get to be a part of that. And you can also follow them on social media at The Real Gaze of Vancouver. Give them a little like, and do some sharing also. Could be a good thing, you know? Help out our cool Vancouver friends. Alright, now, what I was talking about with the news thing. This is dated May 8th, 2017. Keep your anti-trans flyers out of our neighborhood, says Rally. Community members support Morgani Orgar after Christian evangelist spreads transphobic flyers in False Creek. More than 100 people rallied at Emery Barnes Park on May 7th, 2017 to protest a flyer campaign targeting NDP candidate and trans activist Morgani Orger, who is running for election in Vancouver Falls Creek. The flyers issued Orger's birth name and questioned the validity of her gender identity. Orger says she was warned the flyers were coming, but that didn't soften the blow. They really did hurt. They were extremely mean, she says, adding that she's very lucky to be in a position that affords her both legal and emotional support. Which is really good. What really, really hurt in this is the terrible anxiety I felt that I knew everyone in my community across Canada was going to experience this flyer as well, more or less unfiltered, and that unlike me, with my resilience and my support, most people were going to experience this flyer alone, she says. This will harm people, Orger continues. You read the poster and can imagine yourself with that all on your front door, and you think, oh my God, what's going to happen? That scares you. And if you're not out, you're coming out for 10 years. Oh, you're not coming out for 10 years. It can hit all the fear points for trans people. Rally organizer Clara Simmons says after January's anti-trans posters in the Davie Village, and now these flyers, she felt pushed into action. Morgani's my friend. We go way back. We were two scared people having coffee three or four years ago before we ever came out. We just talked a lot about what the future would hold and how scary it was. Simmons replied, she's remained my close friend, and when this happened to her and also happened to my neighborhood, I've got to stand up against that. Simmons says, the flyers do not reflect the neighborhood where they were posted. There's a lot of really good people here, she says. I know a lot of the parents because of the school here, and a lot of the families, really good, open-minded people. I haven't had any problems with the residents of the neighborhood. Her plan was to create a positive event where the community could come together and resist transphobia through solidarity. Attendees heard speeches from community figures like teenager trans activist True Wilson and community executive C.J. Rowe, who encouraged them to fight hate in their daily lives. This can no longer be something that we just turn away from, Sessmans told the crowd. We need to stand together and say, not here. Attendee Dom Nasokshki says the rally is an important show of visibility. It matters when there's been something negative like this, transphobic, homophobic, hateful flyers, that the community responds and that we're not silent, she says. Elections come and go, but human rights are an everyday thing. It's important to address incidents when they happen, but we have to continue community building every day, she says. Sharon Valmont, a volunteer who DJ'd the rally, says the event meant a lot to her. Being the trans person that I am, I need to speak out for those who experience hate and to be involved in the process, she says. I felt it was good. We really spoke our minds and really focused on what happened in this part of the world in Vancouver, she says. I think that was a good thing, that we were able to broadcast that and get others to join us and share our feelings with each other and pump each other up because we are good people. Catherine Jenkins, who commuted from Surrey to attend the rally, also felt that it served an important purpose. This is an issue that was very dear to me. I want to stand up against transphobia, she says. People need to be focused on spreading positive words and shaming those who do hate speech. When she heard about the flyers through social media, she says she was disgusted. Oh my. So yeah, make sure to look out and protect people against transphobia. That's a thing. When you see it, when you see bullying and all that stuff going on around you, don't just sit in silence. Make sure to stand up. Say you don't like it. Tell a person who's inflicting the hate to just get rid of that, because that's a big waste of time. I'm not liking it at all. Again, you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. Got some cool music to play, yeah. I want to get right into it. And we'll come back with more. Here we go. I've got Groove with Reed. Here we go.
Sometimes it gets too bright. I get blinded in the haze. So hard to find a spark and light a flame. Everybody lately is always hating, reading and shading and spilling tea.
Not me.
Feels like I gotta fit in. How does one find their own identity? Where the hell's the chorus? It doesn't match the format. Well, either do I. You'll never ever make it out of your parents' basement. Some people will not get it. You're gonna have to change it. Wait. Don't lose the groove, the one that makes you you. You gotta silence all the voices. Listen to your body's tone. Don't lose the groove. Don't lose. Rush, you're chasing the beat. Music's running away.
It's all the voices, listen to your body's tune.
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow,
that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women-identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender-fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR. You're listening to Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you, doing my little thing, waiting on my lovely guest. I only got a couple more minutes and I'll be chatting away with one of Vancouver's own. But in the meantime, I've got some cool stuff that's come up in my news feed here. I don't want you all to forget about the Indiegogo page campaign that Real Gays of Vancouver has going on. So make sure to check that out and get involved. Make sure to, you know, donate your little Starbucks money, whatever you can. It's not a lot, and I'm sure you can miss a coffee, make one at home, make one like on your way out the door. That's a easy thing to do. So I'm just looking at Gay Star News here, and it says trans people are being blocked from voting in the UK. This is what a trans woman went through when trying to register to vote. This is dated May 9th, 2017, in Gay Star News. British trans people are finding themselves blocked from voting. Just 4 weeks before a UK general election, one trans person told us that they were shocked. Oh, here comes my phone caller. Let me get right into this. Here we go. Queer FM. Queer FM.
Oh, hi there. It's Tempest calling.
Yay, Tempest. Hello. This is DJ Denise on Queer FM.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Amazing, amazing. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your morning to give us a call.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Amazing, amazing. Please, okay, Tempest, introduce yourself and tell people where you're calling from and a little tiny bio about yourself.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't even realize that we're live from here.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Amazing.
Hi.
I've been listening to the show, and it's awesome. I'm
oh, thank you.
It. Yeah. But a little bit about myself. So I lived here in Vancouver for the past 11 years.
Okay.
I'm a trained singer, actor, dancer, and I've always written my own music, but I just finally got, I guess, the guts to release it. So I've been releasing it, and recently did the Story Hive music video grant. So we're waiting to hear back if we got the grant. So
wow, this is amazing. I was linked to your SoundCloud and Have It All is like so good. You had a lot of it sounds like you've had a lot of time in the studio, you know, producing that and putting it together.
Yeah, you know, Have It All came together after an amazing collaboration with a friend of mine, Jed Nogler.
Okay.
So I helped, I wrote the music and lyrics, but then had help on the production side. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely a collaborative effort. And yeah, I'm kind of releasing it as my first single, and I'm really grateful with the feedback that it's received. So I'm hoping to make the music video for that track specifically.
Oh, awesome. Oh my gosh, that's great. Now, where do you want to go as a musician? Well, you're talking about, you know, getting grants and doing music videos. You know, where do you see yourself in a couple of years?
It's so funny you should ask, because I think back to this interview that I saw with Madonna in the 80s. When she was singing Lucky Star.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, well, world domination.
What? Is that where you're going? Yes.
Not really my thing.
Oh, okay.
But I definitely want to take the music thing to the next level. Nice. I would love to get, you know, the EP together, eventually an album, release it. I love the idea of touring. I mean, I kind of feel most comfortable on stage, so I feel like it would be a natural progression. And I envision dancers and potentially pole dancers and all sorts of fun stuff in my live show. So.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. That's really exciting. Glitz and glamour of being on stage. Now, you also do voiceovers for artists for animation. What other types of work do you do?
Right. So, yeah, that's kind of my day job. I've worked for the past 15 years in film and TV, and then sort of transitioned into voiceover. So I do voices for mostly kids' animated shows, Strawberry Shortcake, and My Little Pony. I do three pony voices on the show. And a couple of series right now that I'm recording that I actually can't say because they haven't been released yet. But, so that's sort of my... I use my voice already, and so I feel like the music is a natural progression. But,
The voiceover stuff
is really fun.
That is so cool. Like, you don't have to, like, go in and be all glitz and glamour with makeup going into work for the animation jobs. Like, that sounds like a lot of fun.
No, it's true what they say. You can actually kind of wear your pajamas to work. I mean, you do want to present as professional.
Yes.
So, like, I mean, I'll wear, like, you know...
Oh no, that's all good. Like, I was just thinking about going into work, like, for especially for the radio too. You don't really have to do too much.
Exactly, you know.
Yeah, it's awesome. What great work you do. Do you want to give it a little intro and we can play it, give it a little preview for the people listening in?
Right, I think you should. Is the first track that I recorded with my friend Doug. And we were just sort of exploring our collaborative sound together. So I hope you enjoy the track.
Sweet. Okay, so hang in there. I'm just going to play the song and come right back to you, okay?
Awesome.
I have more questions for you. All right, awesome. Here we go. I think you should. 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. Tempest.
Nothing changes in my world. Just the same old story. Just a silly girl. There must be something broken in my brain. 'Cause I make the same mistakes again and again. You said you never could, but you wanna touch me.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, you're listening to Queer FM. Oh, the Tempest, I've got you there?
I'm right here. Hi.
Yay. Oh, thank you very much for sharing your music with us. Wow. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Oh my God, thank you for featuring me. This is like such an honor.
Oh, no worries. This is what we do here. So I'm glad, I'm so excited when like new artists come out and, you know, they just have new stuff to share. It's great. It's great. Yeah, thank you. And yes, so now I wanted to ask you a few questions about, you know, your upcoming career. Now, your name, The Tempest, where did it come from?
Well, it's interesting, actually. I sing as Tempest. Legally, my name is Ingrid, but my birth name, actually, before I was adopted, from what I've been told, is Tempest Jade.
Oh.
As a musician, I returned to the name Tempest as a way of kind of owning my identity, which I, in terms of origin, don't know a whole lot about.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. So you're still learning?
I am. I mean, I don't know if I'll ever meet my birth parents. Like, that's kind of up in the air. But just in terms of, like, my own understanding of myself, I've kind of had to construct it and piece it together. And so Tempest is a way of sort of honoring my roots.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I had one little question to ask. Are you going to be going out and voting? Cause we were talking about that earlier this morning.
Oh, heck yes. I heard you talking about it. I grew up in a really political family.
Okay.
So I'm for sure going to vote. And the candidate in my area, actually is transgender, and I'm really, really stoked to be supporting her. So.
Amazing. Oh wow, that's so good to hear, because there's you know, so many issues with like housing and like all the different things, like taxes and childcare and healthcare. Oh my gosh, the list goes on.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly, it goes on and on. And her big focus is on education, which,
oh good,
I mean, it's kind of ironic with you being at UBC right now.
Yeah.
So I'm a graduate of UBC, and I mean, I think that children are our future, so someone who has that understanding as part of their agenda is all good in my book.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Definitely. Oh, and thank you very much for filling us in, because there's so many people that don't really have an idea what to do next, or, you know, they're lost. So it's good to have a little bit of help and feedback, too, you know?
Yes.
We have.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. And yes, now, so how long have you been performing and, you know, getting out there? Because I know things have just started with your new singles and, you know, the new music.
Yeah, I mean, I've been performing in Vancouver since I moved here. I moved to really kind of continue my career in film and TV, which started in Saskatchewan, where I'm originally from. So I've done a lot of film and TV and voiceover, as we talked about out here, but also burlesque performance for the past 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 10 plus years. But then I guess some of my first memories are actually of performing, and I grew up on stage in a musical theater troupe and doing dance. So it's kind of just where I feel most adjusted, actually. It's interesting because I, as a person, I'm not like this big, boisterous personality, but I think that I'm kind of an introvert that forced myself in circumstance to be an extrovert in some ways.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, or at least, you know, to be on stage, I think that you, when you're on stage, there's this weird freedom and kind of like a high to be, you know, you can be yourself, but then Tempest is also an alias for me, so it's like a heightened version of myself, or like an alternative, you know, it's kind of an alter ego, so yeah.
Oh, definitely. Oh my gosh. Now, oh, I wanted to make sure people got your social media and all the ways that they can link with you.
Yeah, thank you. So on Twitter, you can find my new music account, it's Tempest Sings. And on Instagram, you can find me under tempest.jade.
Okay.
And yeah, that's all for now. But I'm going to be building up my social media and launching a website soon.
So oh my gosh. Yeah. That's so good. Like, you have to, you know, the social medias are so important, you know, and connecting with your fans and everything.
Exactly. And so that's my aim, is to be available to connect with people. And so yeah, on the Tempest Sings Twitter, I'm pretty active. The Tempest.jade Instagram, I'm on there all the time, so yeah, you can find me.
Perfect. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for calling us. I'm super excited, and I'm glad that we had a chance to, you know, chat.
Yes, TJ Denise. Yes. I I'm so honored, and I love what you stand for, and just your voice is so soothing to me, actually.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah, and I have it all. If you'd like to give it a little intro too, so that I'll say goodbye. We can say goodbye on this note, and also you can tell any people listening in, you know, thank you for listening in, all that stuff.
Exactly. Well, thank you everyone so much for listening in. Oh, my doggy is saying thank you.
Yay!
Here with me. She actually wants to go outside, but.
Aww.
And Have It All is a track about kind of, it's a double entendre. So Have It All is empowering, as in, like, you can dream it, you can do it, you can have it all. But then also there's this sort of other side that's an innuendo, and exploring boundaries and connection. So how do you, you know, preserve yourself and your identity in relation with someone. So yeah, hope that you enjoy the track, and again, thanks so much for having me.
Yes, and we can't wait to hear from you soon. You know, call back anytime, send us new music, we'll be rooting and following and tweeting and doing all that stuff.
Thank you so much, TJ Denise. Okay, hope to talk to you soon.
All right, peace, have a great day.
Peace.
Bye. That's the Tempest, Have It All. Here we go. One. One oh 1.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM.
One is the loneliest number but two. You keep me up all night, it's you. I didn't know what to do. Told myself I wouldn't fall. But baby, now look at me crawl. On my knees begging. And you can have it all. You can have it all. Oh,
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Bye. waste the night with me. They say I'm bad, you say it's bad, but you know you don't believe that. Eat the food that feeds your spirit. On your knees now, baby, eat it.
Soda shop again this week.
Lugging those groceries on the bus got you in a sweat?
Man, oh man, these bags of salt sure are hefty.
Being on campus without a car ain't easy, so check out Zipcar and get wheels when you want them. Join now to get your membership for only $20 at zipcar.ca/UBC.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here,
Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh.
Isn't there anything,
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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to...
Yes, everybody dance. That's what I like to make everybody do. Dance. Keep dancing. That's my favorite thing. All right, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. You're hanging out with me. It's a beautiful Tuesday. We got the best weather in the world. Well, maybe California does, but I'll say that we've got the mildest weather. You don't have to be sweating and just like uncomfortable. In Vancouver, you get it all. You get the sun, you get the cool breeze. You get to wear your sunglasses. You can wear flip-flops. I like to wear shorts every day. I wish I could, but now I have a job, so I can't. Yawn. Anyways, I was reading a nice article here about the UK. Well, I don't know if it was that nice. Trans people are being blocked from voting in the UK. This is dated May 9th, 2017. British trans people are finding themselves blocked from voting just 4 weeks before a UK general election. One trans person told us the shock they had when they tried to register to vote in the county of Wiltshire, in southern England. They were unable to use the online registration process because the system requests their national insurance number, which has been marked as protected and therefore unavailable for processing by other systems, by the tax office. They told us, I have never asked the tax office to place my records in this category, and had they asked me, I would have told them not to. But they never asked. They just went ahead and did it. How a trans woman was blocked from registering to vote. Unable to register online, they visited the local county council office, taking along a range of official proofs of identity, including passport and tenancy agreement. There, a receptionist ignored their explanation, their national insurance number was protected, and that they could not register to vote online. The receptionist repeatedly told the individual they just needed their national insurance number. The same receptionist then asked for the individual's previous name, as well as demanded an explanation of why their status was protected. The trans person declined to give the reason. Protected status is a category granted not just to trans people, but to individuals at high risk. Informers, prominent public figures, victims of serious crime, demanding that an individual be in divulge to divulge such details such as a previous name and protected status in a public reception area is highly inappropriate, they felt. A manager then repeated the line given by the receptionist, despite the range of documents provided. Without a national insurance number, they could not be helped. Oh, frown. Being punished for being trans. The individual feels they were being punished for being trans. And they say the government was warned this was happening shortly before the 2015 general election. At that point, officials within the cabinet office began assuring trans voters would not be penalized. The issue was raised by GayStar News in December 2014 after it was discovered that trans voters were being forced to out themselves through the online registration process. Trans campaigners, including trans Liberal Democrat parliamentary cabinet Helen Belcher, met with senior civil servants in the cabinet office team. The civil servants told them they were abandoning plans to make it compulsory to reveal all previous names in order to register as a voter. The campaigners told the cabinet office officials that protected records caused problems for trans people as a result. They promised to take this into account to devise any future registration scheme. Now it appears this promise has not been kept. Oh no! Yikes. They really need to fix that. I hope that that gets fixed quickly as well. Oh my. So, moving on. I think I found some good news. This is an LGBT nation, and all around the world, people are trying to celebrate Pride without harm. And the Albanian government promises to protect LGBT Pride event from violence. This is dated May 9th, 2017. Gay rights organizations in Albania say that they have been assured their annual Pride event will not be hindered on the day when the opposition also has planned a national protest. The organization on Monday said opposition Democratic party leader Lumzim Basha assured them there would be no incident or threat during their bike ride to Tirana Saturday. This will start 2 hours before the opposition's rally. The gay rights groups plan to ride past a tent pitched in February by the opposition in front of the Prime Minister Edi Rama's office to block the boulevard. The protest claims Rama will manipulate the vote in the next month's election. Albania passed an anti-discrimination law in 2009 that does not allow same-sex weddings. There is still widespread homophobia, but no aggressive behavior against people, against gays, has been reported so far. Well, I hope that continues and they make sure to actually have some gay weddings and some gay marriage. They need that. I can say that because I'm in Canada. But anyways, you are listening to 101.9 FM CITR. I'm DJ Denise. You've been hanging out with me. I don't think I've been mentioning who I've been playing lately. Oh my gosh, my mind is slipping. If you were wondering, the last song I played there was Abra with a song called Fruit. That's brand new, by the way. Get onto your YouTubes, click like, click share, or hide it if you want. Hide it all for yourself, but play it over and over again. And then before that was Ray Spoon with Written Across the Sky off of the album Armor. You got to get into that new music because that's some good stuff. Looks like I almost have just about 15 minutes in the show. I better play some more music. I've got Sorry Edith, who we interviewed just a couple of weeks ago. Another wonderful Vancouver band. All ladies, female drummer, female guitarist, vocalists as well. I'm really excited about this band, so I'm going to get right into it with this song called Boredom is Beauty on 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. Only to look.
Come from and rain. The girl who uses this to numb her pain. Cause if you really wanna love someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. The boy who's suffering with borrowed shame. The girl who never really had a name. Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. Cause this is life, when you're living to survive.
With all that rainfall, my perennials are thriving. Let's take a look at what's popped up in the beds. My lovely Discordias are abloom.
Pluck a May Discordia and read about DIY Space Deep Blue, Ahmad Dani Ramadan, discussions on the accessibility of the Vancouver music scene by Eleanor Waring, as well as the programmers championing issues around accessibility for Accessibility Day on CITR. Thanks to our advertisers, Live Band, the Rickshaw Theatre, Timber Concerts, the Rio Theatre, the Wise Hall, Slut Island, Pemberton Music Festival, and the Underground Newsstand.
Ah, Discordia bouquets have the sweetest perfume.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older. But you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today. Plus jokes and riddles. All sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
Jokes and Riddles, I like that one. 101.9 FM CITR. Queer FM, I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you. I've got some jokes and riddles of my own. Wish I did. Don't really. But I do have the upcoming events that are happening in the city, which is really exciting because you want to know what's happening in the city and be involved. I love to be involved. I just saw there was a BC elections voting party or after a fresh after the vote party. Let me just here. I got to go through my days here. Could make it happen. BC elections. 1, 2, 3. Voting day. Fun. Oh, night party. Oh, there we go. Got it. This is today at 7 at the 12 Kings Pub. I am seeing here. Okay. BC elections. Night party, BC election night party. They're saying after voting, join your political party of BC YPP to celebrate our biggest and most successful provincial election campaign yet. We want you to come join us to toast the occasion while watching the results come in under 19 welcome. So, wow. That looks like a little gathering to be a part of. There's also an election anticipation huddle tonight at the Wise Hall. Check that out. So also starting at 7, peaceful protest is a right. The election anticipation huddle at the Wise Hall Lounge. Make sure to get that into your schedule tonight if you're not too busy. I'm going to Urban Renewal Project, so I'll be talking all about the election. We might have the election results by 10 o'clock too, and we'll be watching closely to what's happening. All right, moving on. The election will be long done when the ladies show is happening. The May edition, Thursday, May 11th, it says Red Gate Revenue Stage at 1601 Johnson Street. The ladies' show is Time Again. So there's sketch comedy, monologue, storytelling, general comedy, nonsense, with our very special May guests, Catherine Faulkner and Mary Lee Stevenson. Wow, okay. So doors open at 7:30, and the show starts at 8 sharp. I've been to a ladies' show myself, and they sell out quickly. So if you're into checking something out that's not your usual night out, get into it. Moving on to Friday, I see Girls with Attitude Art Show, which is happening at Gallery 1965 Main Street in Vancouver. Gallery Art Show has a list of artists. At Val Art and Leisure, actually. May 12th, get down there. 6 p.m. till about 9 is when they're having this cool show on. So please look out for those ladies and support their art. I also have a lovely show to announce. May 12th, Friday, 7 p.m. till 10. Tanya Taguk is performing at the Vogue Theater. Vogue Theater again, 7 p.m. till 10. The Vogue is on Granville Street, 918 Granville Street in Vancouver. I see a little bio here. Tanya was a Nunavut born, came to the international attention when she appeared on the superstar Bjork's 2004 Millennium album, and toured with her. Since then, she's created 4 albums, and that has all received widespread critical acclaim. So, oh my gosh. I had to make a mention there. If you can get your tickets, it looks like the tickets are on Ticketfly. Moving on to Friday also. Oh, Story Story Lie is happening in Vancouver at Café du Soleil, 2096 Commercial Drive. Story Story Lie will go from 9 till about 10:30. So also a nicely sold out show. Oh my gosh, Friday night is going to be wild if you can make it out. And yeah, check your calendar. Make sure you're getting involved. It looks like for the middle part of the week, we won't have great weather, but I'm looking at the weather now, and it looks like the weekend will be lovely. So make sure to get out there, get your bike ride on, put a strap on your rollerblades, your roller skates, whatever you've got, because we're in for this cool summer. Oh, what? Oh, I lied. Just looking at the weather and it's rain Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Oh my gosh. What? Oh well. We got other weeks to do that. Well, I'm almost out of here. I've got a lovely song to share with you by Ndidi Cascade. The song's called Affirmation, and it's one of my favorites too. So we'll get right into it and I'll get out of here. I gotta get my son on. My only day off in the week. Here we go. 101.9 FM, CITR, DJ Denise.
Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
The beat ain't stopping and you keep pop locking the rock of the show now. But they gotta slow down to keep it afloat now. Bringing the vibe, give thanks to creator. I'm living it so alive. Want to discover the rhythm in every other. I'm giving to every mother, every sister, every brother. I want to unravel the system of soul. Travel and tap the right channel to move with no devil. I want to rise towards the most high. I really despise to breathe the ship's eyes. I want to shine where stars do align. Cause now is the time to find us sublime. I'm steady climbing to rhyming to make diamonds in the sky. Reflect back down to the tide side. Move with the moonlight. I assume right now the insight might make the moon right.
Do I really have to ask how you feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style.
style. Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats the movie, you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
If it don't flow, suggest you don't go. The seeds that won't sow, the cells that won't grow. Lest you get blessed, confess and don't fool the kids who don't know the toll. It's like roll when they tell their souls to hold the fool's golden. All the goals go out the window or smoke the endo or don't meditate. Don't take the time to unwind and create what we were given free will for a reason. Make me wonder why we turn like the season. Could it be all the greed they feed in me? Gotta see what I need, come on.
Do I really have to ask how you feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
Everybody in the place, put your hands up. If you're standing in the back, you better move up. I got the sound that make the hands clap, clap. If you don't like my sound, take a step back. Everybody in the place, put your hands up. If you're standing in the back, you better move up. I got the sound that make the hands clap, clap. If you don't like my sound, take a step back.
See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
Feeling blessed, I'll be blessing this trust. Is where this track, matter of fact, the obvious blessings rest within our breast, beating chest, beating hearts from the start, bleeding scars, bleeding hearts, passion, food, and feeding stars, feeding futures with our art. Thinking back to when I first met these stars, the light shed so bright, lit up the night, forgot it was dark. Rapping, take action, and passion, lasting impressions made Mars. On me, I see you, I hear you, I got your back from the start. Mommy, mommy, did you see what she did, Tatooine, what you mean? I mean, I know, I mean, patriarchy is fucking up everyone, she is. Biggest motherfucker.